5,000 nurses of Sharp Healthcare.
Back to Jeff and Jer on San Diego's Kixie 96.5.
Well, when you think national hero these days, you think of Charles Ramsey from Cleveland, and he's on the Jeff and Jer phones right now, and sure want to thank him for joining us. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, Charles. What's up?
Hey, Charles. Here's a question maybe nobody's asked you of all the questions that have been asked. What's it like to be you these days?
It's stressful.
Oh, it is?
Why?
It's not so much me doing interviews and whatnot, because the interviews are fun because I get to tell the world what happened. The stressful part comes from my support team that's with me and that has been with me for the past 72 hours. They have been used like pawns in a chess game. What I mean by that is the phone I'm on right now, the Cleveland police obviously had an attitude with me when I made that 911 call because of my smart comment at the end. I understand that. What I don't understand is why you would put this phone number of mine on YouTube. And I have no problem with the world calling me because I love the world back because I'm an American. But the way the police is setting it up is go ahead and you guys call that phone until you drive him insane. Now, I got no problem with that. I want to keep answering this phone and saying, you know, we would say, congratulations, Chuck. I'm going to say the same thing. Thank you, bro. I did what I had to do. Now, this alleged other hero that I'm seeing on CNN that's telling the world he helped me or helped Amanda Berry. No, what you did was be a complete coward and ran from the scene of a place where some woman was in distress and you turn into the woman. So when we get done, I'm in New York now and I'm a livid, bro, because I'm ready to go. And I don't have to clear my name because I'm not lying. But what I want to do is get this fool on national TV. And I want Barry to ask this Dominican, what did you do for me? Because I want to ask the Dominican, what did you do for her? So that's why my life has changed. And it's
wow.
All I know is you. That's all we know.
Well, what he's saying is, over the last couple of days, there's been another person that's been on the news saying, hey, it wasn't him, it was me that did it.
Oh, gosh. Well, no.
It was Charles.
It was you, Charles, and everybody knows that.
This bastard, for some reason, has got an attitude because I like to do interviews for free. And, why do you want to do one now? Why do you want to be suddenly in the limelight? I wonder what you're after.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you hear the song, Dead Giveaway? Charles, did you hear the song "Dead Giveaway"?
No.
Did you hear it? It's awesome.
Yeah, my friends, they are, because we all, you know, their phones are blowing up just like mine. Because if you can't get hold of me on this number, then I give out their number. I'm in the room right now with four of my best friends from that neighborhood, actually, and their phones have been constantly blowing up with videos and whatnot. So yeah, I appreciate everything, bro.
That's great.
Have fun with this all you want. But the bottom line is, I am happy because them children and that girl and that other girl and that other girl do not have to go through that hell no more, bro.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. That's exactly what you need to say. And for that,
Charles,
we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
They say, well, Charles, how do you feel? Well, think about it. What if I rescue one of your loved ones?
Hey, have you seen the girls yet, or are you going to see them?
I haven't seen anybody, and I understand why, because of the publicity, and they need to be with their parents, they need medical attention, and they're traumatized. I got no beef with that.
Mm.
That's understandable. You know what I mean?
Did you hear what bail was set at? It happened about an hour ago. Did you hear what it was set at?
What was it?
The bail for the Castro guy?
Oh, yeah, $8 million.
$8 million, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something about that, bro. That $8 million is petty. Because this Castro family has $8 million in jewelry. You see him coming from?
Oh,
really?
Bastard might make bond today. I don't know why the judge didn't set his Infinity.
Infinity, well, yeah.
He should not have been bailed. But he doesn't look like a guy who would have $8 million in jewelry to me, but...
Who doesn't look like a guy that would kidnap a girl for 10 years either.
That's true, yeah.
You're right.
What makes you say they have all that...
point, bro.
Yeah. What makes you say they have all that jewelry?
So to speak. Don't take my words literally.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. All right, I got one more question. I'm flying into Cleveland on June 22nd, and I'm going to go see my parents. Where should I go? Where should I go to eat? Where is the go-to place? Because I trust you.
Hodges Restaurant.
What is it?
Hodges. That's where I work. Now, if Hodges is closed, you go to McDonald's.
That's right. What am I thinking? There's. That's it. All right. Thank you, Charles Ramsey.
If you want a steak, but if you want something better than a steak, you go to McDonald's.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Charles.
Thanks, Charles, for going on with us, man.
All right, bro. Take care of yourself.
Hey, you too. Wow.
You want to hear him sing again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. So I opened the door. We can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, it's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him and McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away.
The Jeff and Jer Showgram.
My favorite morning show. They're funny.
On Kixie 96.5.
Hey, if you came in the middle of that, I don't think Charles Ramsey's on a whole lot of radio shows. Tommy really had to do some shucking and jiving to get that phone number. So if you heard half of it, or you would like to hear it again, or you want to tell people, because I don't think you're going to hear that on a lot of other stations, we'll play Charles Ramsey back at 8:05 this morning. In a little over an hour, we will play his call back again. I learned a lot of stuff in there. Yeah, there were some things in there I had not heard before.
We'll run the traffic for you right now to see what's going on going in. Emily?
805 northbound is still slow between Plaza Boulevard all the way.